This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. When James Galway started taking flute lessons with his Uncle Joe as a young boy, his aspirations were pretty simple.
The only thing I had in mind was getting from one flute lesson to the other without messing it all up.
As he turns 75 this month, Sir James is very excited to release his complete RCA collection in one very large box set. As he scans the 71 CDs that document his legacy, he has to admit, his career has been pretty exceptional.
I mean, for any instrumentalist to do this, the only other person I know who has an output like this is probably Heifetz and maybe Rubinstein or Horowitz. Well, I have recordings of all of these guys because they were such a huge influence. But the people who influence me most are the singers.
And the secret to Galway's own lyrical style comes from those singers and his love of opera.
What really interests me mostly with the singers is their control over their voices. Now, when I say control over the voice, I mean the color of the voice going from one note to the next. One interval, how they deal with it, and how they go from the end of one phrase to the beginning of a new phrase, sometimes without breathing. All these sort of things register with me, and I try to incorporate them into my own playing. Breath management is another thing, you know. It's really the management of the breath. Even in a folk song, for example, if I play Brian Boru's March, which goes da-da-da-dee-da-da-da, no breath, da-da-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da, breathe, da-da-da-dee. You see, if you don't breathe in these obvious places, people think, wow, listen to this guy's breath control. Well, it is breath control, and it's very good breath control, and it does the music a power of good as well.
This elfin Pied Piper from Belfast began his solo career in 1975 after leaving his post as principal flute with the Berlin Philharmonic with legendary conductor Herbert von Karajan. Galway has spent the past several decades proving that his instrument has endless possibilities.
You know, there are so many different people who listen to me, and we've made records to keep them all happy. You know, we made a very good one with Cleo Lane and with Henry Mancini. Then I made really great concerto records, modern American flute concertos, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach flute concertos, which are, it's a really great record, I think.
As you're thumbing through this massive collection, those CPE Bach flute concertos are a great place to start.
He was a bridge between his dad and probably the German Romantic, beginning of German Romantic movement. And they're phenomenally difficult. Oh, the difficulty is just the way it's written. Intervals one after the other in figures, you know, going da 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 da. The passage work is very difficult all the time. You know, the D minor third movement, it's like the flight of the bumblebee in D minor. It's not so much chromatic, but it's really gets a move on.
Just in case you're wondering, James Galway has no plans to slow down. However, he may change things up a bit.
I think I'm concentrating on doing less performances and more teaching, because that's what I really want to get into, because I think any good teacher should be able to change the child in front of them immediately, somehow or other. I had a kid the other day turn up, she's 12, and I gave her a lesson, and her mother called me back 2 weeks later and says, you know, she hasn't stopped playing the flute since.
At age 75, Sir James Galway continues to build bridges to the world of classical music. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.